The Belfry of Bruges Carillon by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. In the ancient town of Bruges, in the quaint old Flemish city, as the evening shades descended, low and loud and sweetly blended, low at times and loud at times, and changing like a poet's rhymes, rang the beautiful wild chimes from the belfry in the market of the ancient town of Bruges. Then with deep sonorous clangor, calmly answering their sweet anger, when the wrangling bells had ended, slowly struck the clock 11, and from out the silent heaven, silence on the town descended. Silence, silence everywhere, on the earth and in the air, save that footsteps here and there of some burgher home returning by the street lamps faintly burning, for a moment woke the echoes of the ancient town of Bruges. But amid my broken slumbers, still I heard those magic numbers as they loud proclaimed the flight and stolen marches of the night, till their chimes in sweet collision mingled with each wandering vision, mingled with the fortune-telling gypsy bands of dreams and fancies, which amid the waste expanses of the silent land of trances have their solitary dwelling. All else seemed asleep in Bruges, in the quaint old Flemish city, and I thought how like these chimes, while the poet's airy rhymes, all his rhymes and roundelays, his conceits and songs and ditties, from the belfry of his brain, scattered downward, though in vain, on the roofs and stones of cities. For by night the drowsy ear under its curtains cannot hear, and by day men go their ways, hearing the music as they pass, but deeming it no more, alas, than the hollow sound of brass. Yet perchance a sleepless wight, lodging at some humble inn in the narrow lanes of life, when the dusk and hush of night shut out the incessant din of daylight and its toil and strife, may listen with a calm delight to the poet's melodies, till he hears, or dreams he hears, intermingled with the song, thoughts that he has cherished long, hears amid the chime and singing the bells of his own village ringing, and wakes and finds his slumberous eyes wet with most delicious tears. Thus dreamed I, as by night I lay in Bruges at the Fleur de Blay, listening with a wild delight to the chimes that through the night bang their changes from the belfry of that quaint old Flemish city. The End. Read by Rick Kirshner for Lit2Go on the web at fcait.usf.edu.